This is a Fox News alert banned from U.S. airspace. I'm Lisa Lucera. President Biden is set to announce that Russian planes will not be allowed to fly in U.S. airspace in retaliation for its actions in Ukraine. The announcement expected to come in a State of the Union address, which is about to begin. The president expected to begin his speech focusing on foreign policy.
And an excerpt of his speech tonight released from the White House shows that the president thinks that NATO is the strongest tool that the White House has against Vladimir Putin. It reads, throughout our history, we've learned this lesson. When dictators do not pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos. They keep moving. And the costs and threats to America and the world keep rising. That's why the NATO alliance was created to secure peace and stability in Europe after World War II. The United States is a member along with 29 other nations. It matters. American diplomacy matters.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds set to deliver the Republican response shortly after the president concludes. In excerpts released earlier, she will say, the Biden administration believes inflation is a high-class problem. She will say it's everybody's problem. And she will say she watched working people choosing which essentials to take home and which ones to leave behind at the register. And now President Biden's decision have a whole new generation feeling that same pain. Fierce fighting for a sixth day in Ukraine.
The Russian Defense Ministry claims the land bridge from the Donbas to Crimea along the Sea of Azov, one of Putin's military objectives, of course, is now complete. Following this amphibious assault with some 2,000 Russian Marines, the Ukrainians deny the takeover is complete. They say the strip of land along the coast remains contested.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv, where a curfew and martial law is in place. 5 years in prison for Margaret Shannon of Tacoma, Washington, who was convicted of setting fire to five Seattle police cars in May of 2020. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Fox News.
Americans walk out of a UN meeting as Russia talks about human rights.
At a meeting of the UN's Human Rights Council, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Russia is bombing Ukrainian schools, hospitals, and homes.
Reports of Russia's human rights abuses and violations of international humanitarian law are mounting by the hour.
He said the world has not done enough in pressing President Putin to stop.
Civilian buses, cars, even ambulances have been shelled.
Russia's foreign minister also addressed the meeting. But as Sergei Lavrov spoke, defending Russia's attack, American and European diplomats walked out. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Crypto exchanges are being called on to block Russian users so they can't avoid sanctions.
Crypto could provide a new way for Russia to evade sanctions. And there's precedent. Iran also utilizes Bitcoin mining to circumvent restrictions. And with Russia the third largest Bitcoin miner, the Kremlin's considering a similar option in the face of the tanking ruble. Now, Ukraine's vice prime minister sees that as a threat and is now calling on major crypto exchanges to block all Russian users. I spoke with a number of exchanges and most refuse to do so, saying they're complying with current restrictions but do not want to punish ordinary Russian citizens. More restrictions may be looming. U.S. officials are considering novel sanctions that would target crypto in the country as a whole.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady. A federal judge has ruled that while it's likely some parts of Georgia's redistricting plans are illegal, he will allow the new congressional and state legislative maps to be used for this year's election because changes at this point would be too disruptive. The ruling comes after three lawsuits challenged the newly drawn districts that were signed into law last year by Republican Governor Brian Kemp, which claimed the maps weaken the electoral strength of communities of color in violation of the Federal Voting Rights Act. Each state is redrawing maps this year after census results showed population shifts. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.